Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy they bring to me,
how I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, once again as we get into your word this morning, Father, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come to be with me and to open my heart and my mind to be receptive, Father, unto the Word. And that I can receive, Father, the truth, the power of the Word to help others with and to walk closer with the Lord Jesus Christ and to be more able to do the things, Father, that you would ask of me to do. Because, Father, I know that within myself, I am nothing. I need thy Holy Spirit. Now, Father, be with us throughout this study. And this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be in Acts chapter 27. We've only got two chapters left and we'll be through the book of Acts. There's still a lot to pick up on that most don't. Now, I know, really, as many times as I've read through it, there's a lot of things that I really didn't pick up on that I have learned and taken in during this time through. All right, now, here in verse 1 of chapter 27, and when it was determined that we should sail into Italy, they delivered Paul and certain other Christians unto one named Julius, a centurion of Augustus' band. 2, and entering into a ship of I can't pronounce that word. but it's A-D-R-A-M-Y-T-T-I-U-M. Relaunch, meaning to sail by the coast of Asia. One Arstatius, Aristarchus, A. Macedonian, a Thessalonica being with us. 3. And the next day, we touched at Sidon, and Judas, courteously entreated Paul and gave him liberty to go unto his friends to refresh himself. Now, here in this first couple of verses, I want you to see something here. The wording he uses lets us know that Paul was not on this trip by himself. We're told here that Aristarchus was with him, but so was Luke. You notice there in 1, it says that we, and again in 2, it says we lunch, letting us know that Luke was with him also. Now, Paul's companions during the trip to Rome were Aristarchus and Luke, the author of Acts. Luke's presence is evident by his use of the pronouns he and us, or the other we, Aristarchus, had come with Paul to Jerusalem, and he now travels to Rome and remains with Paul throughout his imprisonment. And Paul refers to him as his fellow prisoner, implying either Aristarchus' faithful devotion or Paul's own incarceration. Also, the centurion in charge of the soldiers was himself kind and helpful to Paul. Now, Luke carefully, in these verses we read, Luke carefully records much nautical detail, which is hardly significant for showing the spread of the church. 3 explanations for this extended coverage seem plausible. One is maybe, since Luke is an eyewitness, he carefully records minute details and demonstrates much the same implication when Luke is with Paul on those occasions. And 2, maybe it is because of Paul's leadership can cancel even though he is a prisoner. And 3, maybe it is to show generally how God governs in the daily affairs of life. And we know that God is always with us and going through with us everything that we have to face and to go through, giving us strength to make it and giving us the courage to be there and to go through it. And when we come through these things, we come out a lot better off than we were when we started through. We come out stronger. We come out with more knowledge. And hopefully, we come out closer with the Lord Jesus than we was when we went in. Because you see, that Holy Spirit is to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ and to lift you and I up also and to give us the power that we need in order to be able to walk as we should be walking. To have that knowledge and wisdom to help others along the way also. 4. And when we had launched from thence, we sailed under Cyprus because the winds were contrary. Now, winds wasn't quite right for them to be sailing like they wanted to sail. So they took a little different route. 5. And when we had sailed over the sea of Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myra, a city of Lycia. 6. And there the centurion found a ship of Alexandria sailing into Italy. And he put us therein. Now they've changed ships. Now, 7. And when we had sailed slowly many days and scarce, were come over against Sindus, the wind not suffering us, we sailed under Crete over against Salamis, passing it, came into a place which is called the Fair Havens, now whereunto was the city of Lycia. 9. Now when much time was spent, when sailing was now dangerous, because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them. They'd been on a fast and all, fasting because of the winds and everything that had been against this ship, because them changed courses and all several times. But they had been on a fast. This fast is now over and is put here in Scripture past. And Paul admonishes them again and said unto them, sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading and ship, but also of our lives. He's warning them of danger. Now, but he's worried. But the Lord hadn't spoken to him yet. But he will. Now, he's talking about it's going to be damaged not only to the lading and the ship, but also of their lives. 11. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. Now he's not listening to Paul. He listened to the master of the ship. Now, which is the captain. And he figures everything's going to be all right. So, and because the haven was not commodious, the winter inn, the more part advised to depart thence also, if by any means they might obtain unto Phineas, and there to winter, which is a haven of Crete, and lieth toward the southwest and northwest. Now, 13. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, loosening thence, they sailed close by Crete. Now, they're getting close to Crete here. 14. But not long after there arose against it a tempest wind called Euryclandon. Today we call them different things. Now, 15. When the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island which is called Claudia, we had much work to come by the boat. You see, this boat, this ship we're in, beginning to cause them a lot of work from the storms. 17. Which, when they had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship, and fearing least they should fall into the quicksands, struck sail, and so were driven. They set sail again in this storm. They just would not listen to Paul. Now, 18. And we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. They had to cast some of their load overboard. So they've lost some of their lading, just as Paul had told them. Now, Nineteen. And the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. Now they're throwing other things away. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. Now, they're in fear of their own lives. 21. But after long absence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, you should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete, and you have gained this harm and loss. 22. And now, I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. He's letting them know. God has let Paul know now. There'll be no man lost, but the ship is going to be lost. Paul goes on to explain to them. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. 24. Saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God has given thee all them that sail with thee. And he's given him all that sail with him. Now, 25. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. He says, I believe it's going to be just exactly like it was told to me. Now, they wouldn't listen to him before. He tells them here now, 26. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. Oh, he's even telling them where they're going to wind up. 27. But when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down in Adria, about midnight the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country. But they don't know where they're at. 28. And sounded. In other words, they're measuring the depth. And found it 20 fathoms. And when they had gone a little further, they sounded again and found it 15 fathoms. Getting more shallow all the time. Then fearing least we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast 4 anchors. Oh boy. They cast 4 anchors out of the stern and wished for day. Now, not one anchor, but 4. The sea's really rough. They don't figure that one anchor is going to hold it. So now they have cast out 4 anchors. Now 30. And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat into the sea under color as though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship. 31. Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. Uh-oh. He's letting them know exactly. You're going to have to be here with me and wait on the Lord. Now, 32. Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. 33. While the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, this day is the 14th day that ye have tarried and continued fasting, having taken nothing. Wherefore I pray you to take some meat. For this is for your health. For there shall not a hair fall from the head of any of you. Only let them know just what God has let him know. But you got to do it God's way. Now, which right now they need to be listening to Paul. 35. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in presence of them all. When he had broken it, he began to eat 36. Then were they all of good cheer, and they also took some meat. Now, they're kind of brightening up a little bit here, and they eat some now. 37. And we were in all in the ship 216 souls. That's 276 souls. 60. 20 is a score. 60, that's 60. Plus 16 makes 76 souls that was in that ship. 38. And when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship and cast out the wheat into the sea. They've done everything now and unloaded everyone. Still not knowing what all of God's got planned for them. 39. And when it was day, they knew not the land, but they discovered a certain creek with a shore into which they were minded, if it were possible, to thrust in the ship. Now, they see this creek running into the sea here, planning on running the ship into this creek. 40. And when they had taken up the anchors, they committed themselves unto the sea and loosed the rudder bands and hoisted up the mainsail to the wind and made toward shore. Now, but you see, they still got things going on that they are not considering or taking into effect. 41. Falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground. Oh, they've done running aground now. And the forepart stuck fast. They're stuck now. And remained unmovable. But the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves. That's turned the ship apart. 42. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. Now these soldiers want to kill all the prisoners. And they've done been told that they was going to lose no man. Now, 43. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land. 44. And the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. They have all now escaped and made it to land, this island. We'll be getting into that, God willing, this evening at 6 p.m. See more of God's power and his miraculous work among mankind. when man will listen to the Lord God. Think about it. All right. I pray that you all will join with me and all that will download this to listen to it. May you join with us at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll be back in to finish up this book of Acts. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, I thank you for times that we can come together to study your word with each other and with you. Now, Father, I pray for Israel. I pray for them to have peace, Father. But even more than that, I pray for all of them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and their Messiah. In this land of ours, Father, that is filled with so much evil because of those that are sitting in high offices, that is filled with evil and have brought evil upon this land and all people, passing laws which have never had been passed, Father. Now, Father, I pray that they be removed from office and replaced with those that belong to you, that love you, love the Lord Jesus, love the church, love your people in this land. And Father, that they work with us to bring this land to repentance. Now, Father, may the Lord walk with each and every one of us and to help us to put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, with that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for all this day that will hear this message and those that are in my heart. Kenny Powers, Dennis Lee, James Taylor, Amy, Tom, Jacob, Father, Bobby and Millie, Debbie, and Daryl, Sue, my wife, Courtney and Shane, and all of our family. And all that is there in the nursing home in Brandenburg, Father. Now, Father, we all have members of our family that are walking in darkness. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to work with them, to help, to bring them out of darkness into light, that light being Jesus Christ. Father, be with us all through this day. Keep us all in health. Keep us safe. Be with us in the things we have to do today. And Father, bring us back together again at 6 p.m. this evening. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. Have a great day, everyone. should be made a loud noise. Speaker problem. All right. Have a good one.